Welcome everyone to the show, episode, what is this, 118, 119 of the Talking Friars podcast. This is a special one today, a different episode. Obviously, this podcast is Padres based, and it's a lot about baseball and talking about baseball, talking about moves, you know, surrounding baseball. But this is, we're in some unique circumstances because baseball, obviously, as it stands right now, it's the first two series of the regular season are going to be canceled. And so that affects a lot of other people other than just the players and the owners. Obviously, it affects the fans, because like season ticket holders, other fans like that, because those, they're obviously not going to be able to go to the ballpark when they have those tickets for opening day and for those first two series of the season. But another aspect of people that do get, you know, definitely have different circumstances that they have to deal with are business owners and restaurants around ballparks all across the country. But obviously with the Padres podcast, it's, we're going to focus today on one of the businesses around Petco that is located on 10th Avenue, few buildings away from a Petco Park entrance. And that is Basic Pizza. Eric Tesmer is with us. Thank you so much, Eric, for hopping on. And today we're just going to really just discuss with Eric what he's going to have to deal with and just his restaurant, just some of the effects that will go on because of this decision by both sides, by not getting an agreement done, and by obviously Major League Baseball, the first two series of the season, like I mentioned, being canceled. So, Eric, before we start off, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for inviting me, Ben. I appreciate it.
All right, so first, let's just start off here. Again, Basic Pizza, really close to the ballpark. My family, by the way, has season tickets. I believe my mom has went in there before before games. I like to go get autographs and stuff before, but it's just really right across the street from Padres Parkade parking lot. And Eric, just start by talking about the business, when it started, and how business has gone, you know, when regular season has happened.
Yeah, so we were, as I mentioned, we were excited that the Padres had moved into town. We were lucky, my partners and I are lucky enough to find a property that was available. There was right in 2006, so right after a year after it was already, the stadium was moved in, but this area was not developed quite yet. And we were excited to jump in and anticipation to see it grow and to this exciting entertainment, you know, sports arena, so to speak. We were ready to move forward on that. So it was exciting.
And so when a regular season, you know, happens, opening day, I'm sure, is huge for you guys. Just because of the excitement. And I know some fans probably just head down there just for the atmosphere and all that. But before we get to opening day, obviously, you know, you have a lot of fans coming in during the season. What was the restaurant's reaction to the news of Major League Baseball canceling the first two series of the season?
Well, the entire past 2 years have been absolutely devastating for us. If it wasn't for a handful of the PPP loans, we honestly would not be here right now. We had an exciting year last year with the team bringing in some great excitement. It just really saw the fan base get excited, not only for watching the games, but you could just see it in the streets, in the bars. You know, to be honest, I used to see a lot of Dodgers jerseys and a lot of San Francisco jerseys. I now see like majority Padre hats and jerseys. It's just really exciting to see all the fans really jump in and back the new team. So we were really ready to participate in that this year. You know, we struggled with COVID jumping in and taking us out a couple of times. We had to shut down doors for a few days. Just really hard. And it's already a slow season. So there's not a lot of energy in the downtown. And this just made it worse. COVID just really kept people from going downtown. Nobody went out at all, really. And we saw the brunt of that. We have our busy season and our slow season. Obviously, baseball is our busy season. And the money we make during that time frame really kind of covers the slow season, because honestly, the slow season just doesn't pay all the bills. And we have to pay top dollar to have this space here. And it's a challenge. And each year it gets a little more challenging. But we were really ready for this year to turn things around. We saw a lot of conventions coming back into town. Petco's really picking up on the concerts in town. We just had Garth Brooks. It's one of our busiest days, not only in this year, but ever. Those kind of things just really started a great energy that we were hoping to move forward for. And when we heard about opening day being canceled, I can't tell you how devastating it is to us. I mean, it's like our Black Friday that turns everything around. All of a sudden, you know, to be honest, I'm having difficulty paying payroll and stuff because it's so slow. But that changes around when baseball kicks in and everything, you know, everybody gets happy, everybody gets hours, everybody makes money. And everybody was really up and ready to go. Once they heard that cancellation, it changed the whole atmosphere. So we're trying to analyzing what we're going to do and how we're going to get through this, because 10 days or was that 7 or 8 games that we're going to miss. It's a really big number for us in sales. I mean, we're talking, you know, 10-15% of our entire sales in 1 year. Opening week is literally the busiest week of the entire year.
Yeah.
So it's huge numbers for us.
Yeah. And for all those fans that might, you know, reply back to that, you'll get your opening day and all that. Yeah. But there's also the thing where other games, like you mentioned in that opening week, are also canceled. There's 81 games in a home Padres season, in a home season for any regular team. And that's not even including, you know, the spring training games that obviously are not in San Diego. And so with that opening day being pushed back, you're going to get the opening day, but those games you're not going to get back. And I think, so that's definitely a good perspective to put on that. During normal days without the Padres in town, you mentioned it kind of being slower. Can you compare that to regular nights, days when the Padres are in town, like compare like people coming into the restaurant? How would you compare those two?
Well, the, you know, our place holds about 260 people at one time sitting in the restaurant. And on a normal Thursday, which is what opening day would have been, we'll have about 100 to 150 people. And that's on a flow coming in and going. When a game goes through, and specifically opening day, we'll probably have about 1,500 people come and go throughout the day. So if you imagine they're paying anywhere from $10 to $25 a person minimum, you're talking some really big numbers. And it really hurts the more I think about it. I guess I've been trying to ignore it and just keep going. You know, there's other factors too. I bring staff in every year, right at baseball. I bring 5 to 6 or 7 new employees in every baseball season to handle the business. But I can't give them any business until the game starts. So I've hired these people and say, you're going to start on the first, but now they're not going to start. And I may start losing them. And I'll have to start all over again, trying to find good people. And they're struggling. I mean, they're all just, you know, dying to jump in and make money and make people happy. And it's, it'll be a struggle for them as well.
Yeah, definitely. All right. In the past, opening day obviously has been, you know, one of those restaurants' biggest money makers on the calendar. How would you compare that to like a regular Tuesday night game?
Well, Tuesday nights are good as well. I mean, it's like a Friday night for us. So it can, you know, we'll get 200-300, you know, 400 people, depending on the team that we're playing. Some obviously have huge fan bases. And, you know, when, you know, Boston or Yankees or somebody comes into town, the place is really going crazy. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. So, it's any one of those days is like a Friday night or Saturday night for us.
And when there's, let's say there's no game in town, regardless if it's a weekend or a day game or a weekday, excuse me, are there still fans, you know, trickling in, watching the game Are there TVs in there? There's TVs in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not considered a sports bar, but we do have, TVs available, and we always have the games on. And pizza really is conducive to the whole environment. So even though we don't emphasize a sports environment.
Right. Yeah. Now in a grand view, just as a fan, obviously you mentioned the restaurant's views of opening day. What are your thoughts just as a, from a fan perspective of the season being delayed?
Kind of touch base on that with the fact that not only have I seen everybody else get, you know, the energy and the excitement with the new team, mm-hmm. And by default, you know, everything that the Padres do affects not only me personally, but, my business. So I'm super in tune to what's going on. So it's just really sad to miss that excitement, to miss that energy. I really look forward to it starting. I can't even imagine if this goes any longer.
Yeah. And when would you, that kind of leads me to my next question. When would you say that there needs to be an agreement for you guys to, like, I don't know how you judge like a successful year for you guys, but when does there need to be like an agreement, would you say, for you to bring in a normal amount of revenue? You know, because I know that you said that those missed games, that's still a lot of, you know, money that you're not going to be able to get back. But how many more games would you say that you'd be able to survive?
Well, I mean, there was talks about nothing until April. So that 30 days worth of games, you know, until you start really crunching the numbers, I don't know if we can make it at that point. As long as the games kick in and everything is, I know that we were almost sold out almost every game last year. If we continue that, we'll come back, but it'll definitely take a huge hit, on the bottom line in the long run. And then it'll just make it more difficult for us to make it through the slow season if we don't do well earlier on.
Right. Yeah. All right. Last question here. Anything else that you'd want to tell the audience about your restaurant, about the employees, about how hard you guys work just to get any more attention onto this restaurant? And you can speak for other places, you know, around the area and how this impact, you know, how this is impacting you guys.
Well, Basic has always been known as the locals, where the locals go and where the locals hang out. Not only do we have the great pizza that wins people over, I get people flying into town. The first thing they do is get off the plane and grab a pizza from us before they go to the hotel. We're about, you know, service and taking care of people. It's like coming home. The Padres and their fans have been part of that as well. People may not see us all through the slow season. All of a sudden, they're super fans. I've got season ticket holders that come in every single game, sit down and have their pizza and a couple of drinks. You know, we know each other by first name. They come in and ask for our employees. We are really as much a part of the fans as anybody can be. And I know a lot of the other areas, restaurants in the area, try to accomplish the same thing.
Definitely. All right. This has been great. Basic Pizza, Eric Tesmer, anyone listening, watching, go support all these local businesses around Petco Park, because I know definitely what I've heard from you, and I'm sure from other, you know, restaurants, they definitely need it. Eric, thank you so much for the time. This has been episode 119, the Talking Friars podcast. Ben Fadden here again. Thank you so much, Eric.
All right. Thank you, Ben.